What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Osimo.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Wednesday, January 12th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comment section who your favorite and least favorite contenders are for today's slate. And finally, shout out to No House Advantage for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code Osimo when signing up to get up to $25 on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Donovan Mitchell, Harrison Barnes, Tyler Hero, Cole Anthony, and LaMelo Ball on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. In first at number five, we've got Christian Wood. He is power forward center eligible, 7K, projected for 39. The goal is 45, and he is in the optimal lineup 23% of the time. It's not fun rostering the Rockets, but if this game is competitive, Christian Wood's going to play a little over 30 minutes. It's a pace-up spot against San Antonio. Both of these teams are very fast, so we should get a lot of possessions here. 1.25 fantasy points per minute for Wood, 18 points, 12 boards, 2 assists, maybe 2 stocks, something in that neighborhood. But the fact that you could roster him at power forward is really the big selling point here. 7K price tag really works. You just need Houston to be in the game. In at number four, we're going to Spencer Dinwiddie, point guard eligible, 7,100, projected for 41. The goal's 45. He's in the optimal lineup 23% of the time. We know what Dinwiddie becomes when Bradley Beal is not on the floor, and we're not going to have Bradley Beal here. So 33 minutes, 1.25 fantasy points per minute, just a completely different player, 28% usage, 20.5 real points, 9 assists, and 5 boards. Pace neutral against Orlando, but it's certainly an Orlando team that isn't all that skilled. This is an incredible spot for Dinwiddie, particularly at 7,100. He may have better prices elsewhere in the industry, but even at this one, he still makes it into the top five. If we're looking for value, I'm looking at Kata Bates Diop here. Small forward eligible, just 3,900, projected for 26.5. The goal's 31.5, and he's in the optimal lineup 26% of the time. I'm giving him 30 minutes. They just don't have enough. Like, I assume he gets the full starter run in a competitive game at the four. 0.89 fantasy points per minute, 11 points, 8 boards, an assist, a steal, maybe a block. But it's the matchup that Houston that's really driving this. What you're really looking for is a little over 30 fantasy points from Kata Bates Diop. So you're looking for him to be a fantasy point per minute guy today. I don't think that that is all that outlandish when you take on the Houston Rockets in a game that should have a lot of extra possessions per minute. And that's really the key. He gets a bump up and looks like a different player today because this game is so much faster than most games. Speaking of value, at number two, we're looking at Onyeka Okongwu, center eligible, just 3,900, projected for 31.5. The goal, 31.6. He's in the optimal lineup 29% of the time. It's not looking like we're going to have Clint Capella here, and in days where we don't have Capella, Okongwu plays monstrous minutes. I gave him 32. He could easily play 34 or 36 here. He's a fantasy point per minute guy, 12 points, 9 boards, so he's knocking on the door of a double-double, an assist, a steal, almost 2 blocks. It is a pace-down spot against Miami, but this is a Miami team that has Jimmy Butler out, Bam Adebayo out. It's not the same sort of Miami team that you're always worried about, and honestly, it doesn't really matter. Guys that play 30 minutes at a fantasy point per minute aren't normally 3,900. He's just a crazy value today. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments who your favorite plays are. And then, go sign up at No House Advantage using that promo code Osimo. And finally, our number one contender for today is Lonnie Walker. He is shooting guard, small forward eligible, 4,800, projected for 33. The goal is 35. He's in the optimal lineup 31% of the time. I got him in for 30 minutes. They're still ultra short-handed. No Derek White, no Keldon Johnson, no McBuckets, no Trey Jones. So he's basically a fantasy point per minute guy in these spots. 29% usage. He's seen a monster usage bump over these past 3 games. I'm even knocking it down a bit, and it still gets him to number one. 21 real points. 4.5 boards, 3 assists, maybe a stock. But it's, again, a matchup against Houston that improves everybody today for the San Antonio Spurs. But it improves no one more than Lonnie Walker, the number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Wednesday, January 12th. DraftKings and Yahoo versions of this video are around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. I'm back again Friday morning with another edition of the Contenders.